With the holiday clock ticking down, it helps to know about the wide selection of holiday-themed gift cards only at the Home Depot. It's better to give than to guess. And the right gift card can help you make sure the home improvers on your list get exactly what they want, even during the final days of holiday shopping. Give the perfect gift with a wide selection of holiday-themed gift cards. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. See store or homedepot.com for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Saturday Morning with Joy Keys. I'm your host, Joy Keys. I want to thank you for tuning in. You can follow me on Twitter.com/Joy Keys, and you can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. And I would love to hear from you. You can send me an email. My email address is SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@Hotmail.com. I want to thank you so much. We're headed towards 77,000 downloads of the podcast. Could not have done that without you. Thank you for sharing with friends and family. I know people in Italy and Greece and South America and South Africa listening all over. I really appreciate it. Thank you, thank you, and thank you. Well, this morning, yo, I'm just going to keep it real, all right? I'm mad at her, okay? She made me mad this morning, all right? This sister, Ursula Rucker. She's a Philadelphia poet, mother, activist, recording artist. She's been working for over 17 years. She has 5 albums out, Super Sister, Silver or Lead, My Mama, Ruckus Sound Syndrome, She Said, and we're going to be talking about She Said today, which is her latest album. She's worked with Bahamadia, King Britt, The Roots. She's been across the globe and back. She's a Leeway Foundation Art for Change and Transformation awardee. She's been featured in a documentary about herself called Poet. That's Real Black. I want to give a shout-out to Real Black for doing that. Thank you, thank you. But I'm still mad at you, okay, Ursula?
Good morning, Joy.
Good morning. Thank you so much. We've been working to try to get you on the show, and I'm so, so happy and blessed to have you on the show this morning and that you're in the States because I know you travel a lot. That song we just played, Ring the Alarm, is from your new album, She Said, and you're telling people to wake up. And one of the things you mentioned is about, you know, the media and the propaganda. Talk to me about why you think that's important now to have that on the album.
Well, I mean, I think that's important at all times. I don't think, you know, the media is shifting in their dissemination of, you know, information that is not always true. So it's always going to be, you know, poignant and pertinent. I mean, that particular track is, you know, directly dedicated to a place called, you know, New Orleans. And really, I mean, it's really directed to New Orleans, but, I mean, you know, we can't forget about Mississippi and other places that suffered when Katrina hit, but it wasn't really the Katrina hit, it was really the government hit. So, yeah, you know, that's what that song is about. You know, it's kind of like a dedication and celebration of a place called New Orleans, and also, you know, for everybody to kind of pay attention and be aware, like, you know, this is country that we live in, that we have so many freedoms, which we really do. But, you know, you also just have to read between the lines at all times. At all times.
Oh, definitely. Well, I want to play another part of that just the kind of the meat part of Ring the Alarm for the audience. If you're just tuning in, speaking with spoken word artist Ursula Rucker, call in number 646-929-0368. This is Ring the Alarm again.
Is anybody paying attention? Or has the government slipped everyone in this country a supersized Ambien? Or what? Or what? I mean, does every American have a copy of one of the nation's bestsellers on the bedstand? How to turn a natural disaster into profit and genocidal ethnic cleansing and the demonization of black people and propaganda and the decimation of a major U.S. city in one easy fucking lesson. It's a long-ass title, and it's a long-ass way home from where we are now. We're at the last outpost. This is it, y'all.
Well, this is it, y'all. This is where you need to be. You need to pick up a copy of her album, She Said. I'll be giving away a free iTunes download of She Said. So if you want that, you need to follow me on Twitter at Joy Keys or become a fan on Facebook to learn how to win. Now, Ursula, we've known each other for a long time, kind of dropped out of touch, but we both have kids. Kids are very important in our life. You have a couple of sons. How is that juggling being a mom and being an artist and traveling? How do you balance that?
Yes, we have known each other for a long time. Let's not say how long. But and I like the way you said that. I have a couple of sons. Yeah, I have four. I think people reacting to me telling them that I have four sons have kind of hipped me to just how major that is. You know, whenever anyone asks me, well, how many kids you have, like, four sons. I'm like, what? Oh my God, that's crazy. How do you do that? You know, and when people ask me how I do it, and I don't think they mean just the mothering. I think they mean, you know, the mothering in association with what the path that I've chosen, which is to be a poet and a performer and an activist, someone that's not readily accepted, someone that has to grind a little bit harder than, you know, the folks that are in the mainstream of things. And it's difficult at times, you know. It's definitely difficult. Definitely has me, crying in corners of my house sometimes. oh, my goodness,
yeah.
How am I going to do this? You know, I can't, how am I going to keep making this happen? But you know what? At the end of the day, somehow with the help of friends and family, you know, to help me when I go away, their dad, you know, is there when I have to go away and tour, and prayers and, you know, just kind of like the commitment and the sacrifice,
yeah,
all rolled into one is how we keep this thing going. So, you know, and I think it's important. And I want to say one more thing that's a tangent, and that is that not to be, it's just I have so many pet peeves, like the list will roll out the door and down the street and around the corner. And one of them is the spoken word artist is something I never
okay.
call myself, like never.
Okay.
I never, ever. It's just one thing that it just kind of sets off an alarm.
Ah, look at that,
and,
look at that.
You
so
know,
what,
so,
so what
like,
do you want to go by? You just want to be an artist? You just want to be considered
well,
an artist,
you know,
because
I feel
you are
like,
multifaceted?
I just feel like, you know, the poetry is such a long-lasting, long-ranging, multi-purpose, dynamic thing, historic, you know, just information spreading, everything. So for me, it's all-encompassing. So I just say poet, and
yes.
from there I kind of add on. You know,
okay.
and it's because you know, spoken word doesn't really hold enough weight for me. It doesn't hold
yeah.
everything this thing is for me. Like, it's my life. I live it and breathe it. It's
well,
everything.
That's why I was mad at you. That's why I was mad at you, because I was like, damn, I only got 30 minutes with the sister. I can't share all her beauty and her anger and her passion and her power. I mean, look, if you guys are listening, She Said it's great and all, but she got a whole bunch of other stuff. As a matter of fact, I'm about to drop this other song here that's from another album, Philadelphia Child. Since we're both from Philadelphia, I want to drop this, and we both care immensely about children and their future. So shout out to Philly in the house. This is Philly Child by Ursula Rucker.
singular and lovely, common and ugly, Philadelphia child, piled high with visions of his story, rhythms of ghetto's glory, Richard Allen, 52-story building, Elvis Alley, Liberty Bell rings, sewer smells and belly swells, class trips to Independence Hall evoke questions like, where do I fit in all of this? Four ghetto girls and barrio boys taught lessons in the voice of the founding forefathers, but those same four still ain't found their fathers. Philadelphia child.
Well, you know, in Philadelphia, we got a lot of issues. One of them is the school system, and you mentioned that in that song, too. And also the other thing you talk about is history, and where do we fit in history? I mean, they're seeing all these, you know, white faces and, you know, I guess things that are out of their reach. So how do teachers connect, you know, the past with their present situation? I mean, what do you think teachers can do to help that gap that's there?
I mean, I think, you know, wow, Joy, that's like a massive question. I don't want to get no teachers. I don't want to get no teachers in Philly mad at me because they might be able to come find me and check me.
And they, you know, I will slice you. I will slice you. You said what about my mathematics class?
No, you know, I know a lot of. Yeah, I know a lot of amazing teachers. You know, so big up to all the teachers who actually care, who actually, you know, commit and make an effort to nurture and educate, and I mean properly educate. Okay. You know, but I think it's the system of the thing, okay? It's just like any system, the government or whatever. You have this one person who is the teacher, or with the government, you have the head of state who's the president, but the president can't, you know, act autonomously. You know, there's a lot of other bodies that have to, you know, contribute to the laws and what's going on. So that's what happens in the schools, and I think, you know, there's a great disconnect. There's a great a lack of knowledge in the school system. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, where
there's a lack of knowledge.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean,
you know,
I had a girlfriend tell me
they don't know how to, you know, teach children about themselves, you know?
Right. I got a caller here. Let me check. This is from 267 area code. You got a question this morning? Thank you for calling in.
Hello. I just wanted to say that, you know, Taurus Rucker, that I love She Said, and it's a great album, and, you know, just keep doing what she's doing. And I'm glad to hear you on air today.
That's my son, Joy.
That's all right. You know, much love. Glad he's proud of his mama and everything. Thank you, honey, for calling in.
Oh,
thank you.
Big up to Dan Green.
Bye-bye.
All right,
love
bye-bye.
You.
Thank you for... That is so sweet. That's a compliment to you as a mom, you know, about what, you know, what you're doing and everything. I want to play Feel Me because, you know, we're using technology today, and I know you've mentioned in different interviews, I think, about pet peeve with technology. And I guess really people not feeling each other, literally, you know. So I want to play, this is Feel Me. This is from Ursula Rucker's new album, She Said. I'll be giving away a copy of her albums through iTunes. So you want to follow me at Twitter. My hook is at Joy Keys, or become a fan on Facebook.
Speak to me in real space and time sometimes, please. Not just via fake book and mind erase and cyber stalking. Touch me in real space and time sometimes, please. Not just via screens and keys and quasi quickies. Play in real space and time sometimes, children, please. Not just via modulated, replicated, simulated matrices. Read, sing, dance, go outside. Sometimes, please. I chat, I touch, I tune, iPod. I am right here. Hello? See me? Hear me? Feel me?
Wow, we definitely have disconnected. You know, there's a lot of online dating going on. There was that woman, I guess, earlier this year. She got attacked by some guy she was dating online. Kids are glued to the TV, the Xbox, you know, what is that, Grand Theft Auto, disrespecting women.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but then there are kids who play video games, Ursula, and they don't go out and they're not aggressive and they're not hurting people. What do you think the difference between those kids who are stuck to the video games and then go out and think that's reality and other kids who are doing the games but go out and they're fine? What is the difference, or how does that difference occur?
I mean, you know, if I was a social behaviorist, I could probably give more overview on that, so I don't want to step out of my bounds. But, you know, I think even the kids that are inside and not going outside, you know, that's still a problem. You know, if they're just inside being insular and only playing video games and only on the computer all the time, I mean, too much of one thing, even money, okay, is going to be bad for somebody.
Yeah.
You know, there's just balance in everything, balance in all things, you know, and if there is not a balance, you know, I always have my campaigns about machines. It's not that I say totally stop using them, because I know that's not a reality, not really, unless you want, you know, there are some people who go out and just live totally off the land and, you know, but that's extremist and most of us aren't going to do that. So just to balance it out, because, I mean, I just think not making human contact, you know, just the depletion of human communication and contact. I mean, actual human, like looking at someone, hearing their voice. Not, and I don't mean looking at them, FaceTiming them or Skyping them. I mean, actually sitting across the table from them, you know, like just being able to meet somebody and shake their hand when you see them or give them a hug. Or, yeah, these things are vital, you know, for us to continue to, you know, make progress. You know, within the technological progress, we also have to make, you know, human fleshy progress. You know what I'm saying? So,
definitely. I think there's an energy. There's energy coming off of people, off of their bodies. I mean, people have, I believe, they have auras, and when you're close to them, it's different. When you give somebody a hug is healing. You know, a touch is healing. You know, as a parent, you know, you touch your kids, your voice can touch them, your voice can jar them. But your touch can soothe them, or if you have to discipline them, whatever. But that touch is different. Even a girlfriend, you know, friends to friend, you know, you give them a hug, or, you know, you're holding their hand. Nothing sexual or anything like that. Just a human, you know, compassion, I think, is needed. That
Talking about the violence, I mean, I don't think the violence is just in the video games. You know, the violence is everywhere. I mean, if you listen to the radio, you know, just turn on the radio. You listen to any, you know, station that plays hip-hop, R&B, and soul, you know, you're going to hear something violent. You're not going to not hear something violent or something, you know, denigrating to women, you know, or just, just something that's artistically whack. You know, so
I know. It's crazy.
It's everywhere. Like, I tell my kids they can't listen to, you know, there's a Rick Ross song that basically is, you know, saying, yo, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to, like, straight up kill you.
Point blank.
We're trying to, like, change that. We're trying to work on that. You want to celebrate that? That's nothing to celebrate. And I try to tell my friends why they can't, you know, why I don't want them listening to it. They don't get it yet. You know, the younger ones, they don't get it. They just think it's self.
No, they don't get it. My daughter thinks I'm crazy. Yeah, my daughter thinks I'm crazy. I mean, she had a party and the girls brought some songs. Of course. I need to know where she's going, who she's going with, what time, what's the phone number, where her parents. Oh, and then she's like, oh, forget it. Now I don't want to go now. But I want to play another one of your songs. This is Mook from the album.
Yay.
So if you just tune in, Ursula Rucker, call in number 646-929-0365. I see all y'all in the chat room. Ask me a question. Feel free. Koof Knots in the house. Shout out to Koof Knots.
Koof
Knots is up. Yeah. All right. Mook.
Mumia. Shining star in a dark sky, a pizza franchise, nothing but niggas. prophecies, demonized, itemized, status quo casualties. This war. This is for.
Wow. Well, we just had a big event here in Philadelphia for Mumia at the Constitution Center last night, the 8th anniversary. They finally took him. He's not going to get killed, but basically he's dying slowly in jail. Mm-hmm. When did you first learn about Mumia's story, and what was your reaction when you learned about it?
I don't even remember. I was actually just having a conversation with my older brother who told me, which I don't know, or reminded me, because maybe I did know, but it got lost in my subconscious somewhere. That as I told you earlier, my brother's birthday was yesterday, and he said that, you know, that's when it happened, on December 9th, when the whole incident happened. And he remembers because he used to have a lot of friends who were in radio and black journalists, Brahim Ahmadiyya, you know, Mumia,
mm-hmm.
people that he knew and talked to, and he said he'll never forget that day. And, you know, so I mean, he probably told me about it when I was very young. But yeah, you know, like they want us to be happy and revel and celebrate and accept Mumia being taken off of death row after so many decades passing by. But I'm like, hey, yo. It took you that long to take him off death row. I mean, let the brother out. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Let the brother go. You know what I mean? I mean, nobody was there. I mean, whoever was there, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. None of us were there. Me and
I know.
Were
yeah,
there.
I was. I mean, I was, you know, young and everything. But I remember seeing it, and I remember my parents and my parents' friends being like, "What?" You know, everybody was like in disbelief at first, and then. You know, as more information came out and what he went through. I mean, I have a friend of mine, a young brother, who was stopped for carrying a small amount of marijuana. Now, I'm not mm-hmm. saying that's right. Okay, he was carrying it, and they stopped him. But he's been to court like 5 times, and
mm-hmm.
they haven't even sentenced him yet. 5 times. 2 times the cop didn't show
yeah.
up. The other 2 times they were waiting for the test results, and then the 5th time was an arraignment. So this is your tax dollars at work, supposedly stopping crime. But you got, say the brother got a job. Every month he had to take a day off of work to go to the courthouse because you got to sit there for a couple hours. This is your tax dollars, people. So wake the fuck up, like Ursula
yeah.
said, and see what's going on. I mean, that's
well,
crazy. I'm not
it,
saying what
it
did.
Yeah.
No,
they
go
should
ahead.
Call it instead of the justice system, they should call it the anti-justice system because we've all seen it. We've all had some kind of experience. If it's not a family member or a friend, you know, someone that we know.
Yeah.
I mean, this is like... This is your desire to see that man be free. You understand what I'm saying? We live in a country based upon the concept of freedom. Hello?
Well, I had
Hello.
Michelle Alexander
and justice.
On. I had Michelle.
And justice.
Yeah, and justice. But, you know, this is a new form of slavery as far as I'm concerned. I mean, I don't know what you feel, but I had Michelle Alexander on talking about the new Jim Crow in her book, you know,
mm-hmm.
and how, you know, state and local facilities are getting – basically incentives to arrest people who are doing drugs, who got a gun. They get incentives. The more people they arrest, it's like, it was like at the time she wrote it was like $100 some a head. If you arrest somebody with a certain amount of drugs, this is incentive for the police. Now, I'm not saying incentives are wrong, but I'm saying, okay, why are most of the incentives focused on people of color? You telling me people of color are the only ones that commit crime? No, that's statistically impossible. White people, Asian people, like everybody commits crime, but where are you focusing so you can get your incentive? In the people of color neighborhoods. That's where you're focusing, you know?
This is a takeover. This is a takeover.
Well, she's about to take over. I mean, she's taken over already. I mean, 5 albums is nothing, you know. Come on, that's you got 5 albums? I don't got 5 albums. I ain't got 1 album. But she's definitely a warrior and a fighter, and that comes out in that song, What You're Willing to Do for Your Kids and What You Believe In, and you've been putting that out on your albums. What's the reaction when you go overseas? You've been in so many places. Actually, next week you're about to go somewhere, right, overseas?
Yes, going to Rotterdam to do a set with the, you know, amazing, legendary, with a lot of other amazing artists, but, I mean, the primary one for me being Tony Allen, who was Fela Kuti's, drummer and, you know, was at the forefront of the whole genre of music called Afrobeat. So I'm just, like, tripping. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to get to do a couple joints with Tony Allen. What? I'm so blessed. Like, I'm so blessed.
Yeah. So what's your favorite place that you've been so far on your travels?
I mean, there are so many, you know, there's just so many favorite moments. I mean, I always say, though, that one of my most favorite, most beloved places is Portugal. I mean, I just really have a deep, deep, heartfelt, spiritual, soulful connection with that place, with its people, with the struggle, you know, with their experience. I mean, it's just, I don't know, something special. I've had the most shows that I've ever had in one country, in that place, maybe except for America. but it might rival America almost. I don't know. I've had, you know, approaching 30 shows there in that place. And so it's like, it's, you know, little pockets, little cities, little towns or what have you. Yeah, it's a really special place for me.
Wow. Well, yeah, another caller here. This is another 267-738 number. Good morning. Thank you for calling in.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Do you have a question for Ursula?
Yes, I want to know if I can, for one, watch your kids when she goes over to Europe, and for two...
That's the baby's daddy.
Oh, stop. We got a family affair up in here. Baby daddy,
they love me. And I love you, Derek, for, you know, helping me out and holding it down and being an awesome father. Give thanks.
No, but I am giving big ups to for Ursula being a phenomenal... And an extraordinary mother, so she's phenomenal. She's extraordinary. Peace, sis.
Extraordinary.
Yes.
Oh, you know, I need some tissue, people, because this is so special.
I mean, that's
how
you have to do it, right?
Yeah,
definitely. It's not always easy. I mean, you know, their father and I aren't together, but somehow, even with our differences, because, you know, when you have a relationship, you have a love relationship, and then when you add kids to the mix, it's always complicated, you know, and sometimes you don't always make it through to the end, but there's still a way to keep everything balanced and raise those kids and give them what they need and get along. You know, when you step outside of your selfishness and then you can see the whole picture and then you, like, you know, talk to each other and say, hey, this is what we have to do to keep this thing going and do it.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you. Thank you for calling in and supporting Ursula. She's definitely extraordinary. Peace. I want to play another one of your songs. We're going to be going a little longer today. The show for astrologer Samuel Reynolds is going to be starting about 11:45. Just so much
thank
to
say. Thank you, Sam Reynolds.
He mad at you, too, now. You know, he's mad at me now.
I know,
but
he knows I love him.
But you want to definitely listen in for Sam, because we're going to be talking about a lot of stuff. We're going to be talking about Obama, Gaddafi, you know, nude, all this stuff. So you definitely want to wait till 11:45 to tune in for that. But I want to play Four Women. This is Ursula Rucker. You have so much in your music that really kind of—it's almost like a history lesson. If you want to get a history lesson, just pick up a couple of her albums, and you'll get a little bit of knowledge. You'll be enlightened. Then, if you in the dark, you're gonna come to the light. So just pick up a couple of albums. I'm giving one way free, but you need to check out the other ones. Talk to me about the Four Women, and just in terms of her poetry, you really gotta listen to the rest of the songs, because there's so much rich subtext. You know, for example, the name of the album is the name of the song is 4FOR Women, but it's dealing with 4FOUR little girls, and then Nina Simone, the song 4. I mean, you got layers and layers and layers here. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
What's your inspiration besides historical? What other things inspire you to write in your writing?
Oh my goodness, Joy. You know, it's just, it's endless. Thank God it's endless. And also, you know, it's also what I often tell people, it's also a curse. You know what I mean? To be, you know, to have all sensories open, like, you know, almost at all times. Sometimes I really want to just close them off. I don't want some of the things that come at me. You know, I don't really want it. I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to handle it, which I think, you know, is, you know, kind of what I'm back with the art, through the art, is so many people who consistently and permanently don't want to handle or accept things, and you try to find a way to get through to them and talk to them and move forward with them. So, yeah, it's just like anything, Joy, anything, riding up the block, going around the corner, listening to the news, seeing a piece of artwork, listening to music, just waking up, you know, just being aware, you know, just being aware of my surroundings, being nature, what have you. I mean, I think a lot of people kind of make have a misconception of me that I'm always angry, you know, that I'm always, you know, that I'm always pissed off and cussing somebody out, which I am. It is one of my favorite things to do, I ain't going to lie. But, you know, there's a lot of passion there. I think, you know, if I wanted to just sum it up, it's just being a passionate person. Just being that's where it all comes from, you know, is the passion, you know. And
when's your birthday? When's your birthday?
September 5th.
September 5th. You're a Virgo.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about you. Sam and I, we're going to talk about you at the show. So
yes.
Sam, you heard that. You're a Virgo, right?
Insight. Yes.
Yeah, we gotta work it out, what's going on. But yeah, you do have a softer side. I wanna play Wanna, and that's a softer song from your album. She said, if you're just tuning in, speaking with Ursula Rucker, poet. Also, she has a documentary called Poet. I'll be giving away a copy of that. Also, big ups to Real Black. Just wanna say thanks
big
for creating
up.
That film. Poet, so you want to check that out. I've put some links on the different pages, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, all over, so you can check out the trailer. But this is her softer side, the song Wanna from her album, She Said. So I was like, wait a second, what's
going
on?
The door, closed tight, with dry tears, fear, broken spirit and dreams and such. But then came you, with your pheromones and butterflies, your face, those lips that kiss, your firm but tender touch, and all that good stuff broke through, swept the dust off my capability to see me again. Helped me make space for the healing to begin. Gave me this dope and exciting invitation. Grabbed my heart and hands.
Well, she's not always angry. She's approachable. You can talk to her. She want a lover. You know, a lover. I need a lover, you know.
Oh.
So don't be scared. Don't be scared, you know.
Joy, you're funny.
Well, you know what? It's hard. You know, like you said, you have four boys. You know, you're traveling. You're creating. Like you said, sometimes you're overwhelmed with the senses. When you're an artist, you know, my background is theater, and you are constantly, like you said, you just see so much stuff, you know, the subtext of the voice. Like, somebody could say a sentence to me, and they said blue, green, yellow, and I was like, they were saying purple. Don't even
purple.
You know, and they got a straight face and everything, and I'm like, purple. No, yeah, you said red, green, yellow, but you mean purple, you know.
Right,
that's how it is when you're an artist. You're looking at the subtext, because really actually, they say, what is it, 80% of our communication is nonverbal. 80%. So, like, when you talk, it's like, okay. It's the other stuff, you know, and that's like
other
one of the things you talk about.
On,
the,
yeah.
the feel me is that why the face-to-face, going to see a live concert, you know. Download everything to your iPod is not going to get it. A live, there's nothing like the live show, you know,
no,
with the artists and the singing and the people clapping and the, yeah, girl, what? No! We sexy, fine. You know, the whole energy there, you know.
You like performing?
How do you feel? Do you get nervous when you perform?
Oh, I mean, I always get nervous. I think if that disappears, then I need to just quit. But taking it live, taking it and putting it right in front of the people's faces and giving it to them like that is nothing. It's incomparable. It is, you know, and anyone else who's listening that does it, you know it. You know, Koof Knotts, you know, he knows it. Anyone, it's just like it is a thrill. It is a blessing. It is like, wow, you get to actually go out face to face, voice to voice, energy to energy, give it to the people. Oh, there's nothing that compares to that. And then you get to actually, you know, talk with folks, you know what I mean? Like afterwards and
afterwards,
commune
yeah.
and exchange ideas, thoughts. Oh, man, and just being the musicians, oh my God, the musicians that I've worked with, oh my goodness, how much I love musicians, how rich this city is with dope ass musicians. It's just unreal. I mean, it just gives
you
me.
You also work with
like,
Sonia Sanchez. I want to give a shout out to Sonia Sanchez, Sister
yes,
Sonia.
My mama.
You did a piece with her. You know.
Yes.
Now, how was that? Yes. When you get the call, did you approach her? She approached you. How did that collaboration happen with Sonia Sanchez?
Oh no, I asked her. You know, that's my mama, my artistic mama. You know, and I asked her, and I'll never forget that moment. And my guitarist, my longtime guitarist and music director, Timothy Motzer, in his basement studio. And none of us will forget that moment. You know, just, yeah, you know, I could just go into tears and pure happiness just thinking about it. When I listen to it, it's just magic. I mean, she has just been and continues to be such a guide and inspiration for me. And, you know, before we go, because I know our time is ending, Joy, I want to thank
before
you.
Before Daniel comes
yeah.
in. Oh,
yes.
You're welcome.
I want to thank you
for
having me and thank you for what you do. Because when people say, hey, what can I do? Well, you can do what Joy Keys does. You know what I mean? Start an online, you know, radio show where you get to express your ideas, invite people up that you respect, that you admire, that you want to share with the world, and, you know, this is how we do this. And so I really thank you for your time and your effort and everything that you do. Bless.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And, this is what I'm trying to do, you know, trying to enlighten people. I get enlightened every time I do a show. I just did a show about uranium in the Navajo Nation. Who the heck knew? I mean, there's always something we can learn. Don't think that you know it all. Don't think that you come to your end. Don't think
Never.
That somebody's better than you or less than you, because you know what? We all have an opportunity to grow and learn every single day. I mean, just even simple as the way you make eggs. You've been making eggs for 10 years where you did this way and put the salt on. But, I mean, I'm just saying. It hit me the other day. I was making eggs, and I was like, why am I doing the eggs like this? And then my brother, he puts milk in the egg, and I was like, ew, why are you putting the milk in the egg? But you know what? It's always a different way to do something. It's always a chance
Joy,
to grow
I love
and learn.
You. You're
you
the
know?
Best.
But I'm going to end now so that Sam doesn't kill us. And thank you, everybody, for listening. I'll be giving away a copy of She Said through iTunes. I'll be giving away a copy of Poet because she is a poet, P-O-E-T. And so follow me on Twitter at Joy Keys. Follow her on Twitter, You Rucker, on Twitter. She's also on MySpace, Ursula Rucker. She's also on Facebook, Ursula Rucker. So check her out. She's dropping the knowledge, breaking barriers. Your mind is going to explode if you listen to all her albums in one, you know, chance. So just check her out. Thank you so much, Ursula, for coming on today.
Yes, Joy, one love. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I'm going to end with She Said. This is from her album, She Said.